This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at Finland's presidential palace. President Trump spoke about the highly anticipated meeting.
I think we have great opportunities together as two countries that, frankly, we have not been getting along very well for the last number of years. I've been here not too long, but it's getting close to 2 years. But I think we will end up having an extraordinary relationship, I hope so. I've been saying, and I'm sure you've heard over the years, and as I campaigned, that getting along with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Monday's meeting is being closely watched on both sides of the Atlantic, coming days after the U.S. Justice Department indicted 12 Russian military intelligence officers for their roles in hacking Democratic entities during the 2016 presidential election. Mr. Trump ignored shouted questions about whether he would warn the Russian leader against meddling in the 2018 midterm elections. Mr. Putin revealed little about his agenda and said it's time to talk about relations between the two countries and global problems. China announced it has filed a World Trade Organization challenge Monday to U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal for new tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods. AP correspondent Joe McDonald reports China's move may not impact the U.S. much, but could generate international support for Beijing.
The Trump administration so far has been fairly indifferent to the WTO, so there's no indication yet that it would cause the U.S. government to do anything. However, this does give China street cred, so to speak, as a loyal member of the WTO. Other governments have been irked by the fact that Trump went outside the WTO, which is supposed to be the global trade regulator.
It's an unusually rapid move for a trade case, coming less than a week after the new tariffs were announced. This is VOA News. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, says the U.S. is just one of many friends that the EU has.
We have many other friends in the world. Canada, South Korea, Japan. Tomorrow we're signing a trade agreement with Japan. Australia, New Zealand. Today and tomorrow I'm hosting here the foreign ministers of all the Latin American and Caribbean countries, Africa, and you name it. So we have very clear in mind who our friends are.
U.S. President Donald Trump issued a stunning rebuke of the traditionally has been one of Washington's closest allies, telling CBS News that the European Union was a foe. Turkey says Syrian Kurdish militiamen haven't completed their withdrawal but are still pulling out of a strategic town in northern Syria. VOA's Jeff Custer has that story.
On Sunday, the U.S.-backed Kurdish-led Manbij Military Council said the YPG completed its withdrawal, removing a major source of tension between Washington and Ankara. But Turkey's foreign ministry says those reports are exaggerated and didn't reflect the truth. Turkey has labeled the YPG a terrorist group and linked it to its own Kurdish insurgency. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
After a diplomatic snub, North Korea is making firm commitments to help the United States restart the search for its fallen Korean War soldiers. Reuters reporter Joel Labie has more.
After standing up the U.S. last week, North Korea has come back to the diplomatic table. The two sides met over the weekend with a follow-up on Monday on an agreement reached at President Donald Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un, bringing home the remains of soldiers who perished in the Korean War. More than 7,000 personnel remain unaccounted for. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a Sunday statement that talks ended in firm commitments to restart searches across one-time battlefields. Pompeo has said the talks came out of his visit to Pyongyang earlier this month when he highlighted the issue as a key point of progress for both sides.
That was Reuters' Joe Labie. Refugees say that scraps of paper carried between prisons in Myanmar and the camps by the International Committee of the Red Cross in Bangladesh are a rare source of hope for families torn apart by the largest and fastest refugee influx in the region in the past 20 years. Reuters' Grace Lee.
According to the Red Cross, the refugees here have been desperate to hear from loved ones after a military crackdown in Myanmar last year that left villages demolished and thousands feared dead. More than 1,600 notes have been gathered from the Bangladeshi camps.
That's Reuters reporter Grace Lee. Saudi Arabia says three civilians, including a 10-year-old child, were wounded when a projectile fired from Yemen Shiite rebels struck the kingdom's southwest border of Jizan. The attack on Al-Arida took place Sunday evening. There's been no comment from the Houthi rebels. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News. The Voice of